Happy Sabbath. Welcome to those online and watching and joining us on the phone hookup. It's nice to see you in real form and not pixel form. Nice to be able to talk to you. Hopefully all of you are doing well. Let's say that for purposes of discussion today, that God has granted us the right to ask Him one question. God has said, you can ask me one question. Now, what question would you ask God? What might come to mind? What's most important? What really matters? Now, you know that Jesus Christ is very famous for asking questions of those who ask Him questions to focus on the very heart of the matter. So Jesus Christ might ask you or us, are you prepared for the answer? Or perhaps even more hard-hitting, are you prepared for the kingdom? How would we answer that? Say, yes, Lord, I am. Probably not. Or say, no, Lord, perhaps please show me that which I still lack. What if you're a child? How would you answer the question, are you prepared for the kingdom? Perhaps you might answer it this way, please, Lord, teach me to follow in the way of my parents' footsteps, that I may be part of your family. Or worded a little bit more succinctly, please help us to be a family, that we may be part of yours. Good question for a child to ask. Let's turn over to Deuteronomy 7, verses 6 through 8. We'll start there, and we'll pick up our question for the sermonette today. Deuteronomy 7. Verse 6 through 8. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love on you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all the peoples. But because the Lord loves you, and because He would keep the oath, which He swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God loved us. He called His people to be a holy people and a special treasure. And He said to them, to you I give this bread and this cup, the most precious symbols of God's eternal love for His people. So let me ask the question today, who are the holy people of God? Who are the holy people of God? Let's flip forward to Deuteronomy 28. 28, verse 9. This is the blessings and cursings chapter. It's good to read these every once in a while, especially in the times in which we live. And there's a lot of parallels in Deuteronomy that match up to today. Deuteronomy 28, verse 9 says, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. So God's not going to do this if we do just whatever we feel like or whatever we want. There's certain things that we have to do as well. God Himself, not us, will establish us as a holy people if we are willing to follow the ways of the Lord. Now notice verse 10 and think about today. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Does that fit our society today? Sadly not. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord. How special indeed is that. So then we might ask, who indeed are the holy people of God? A very famous prophet by the name of Isaiah wrote many great things about the kingdom of God. One of them is very special, and let's go there. Isaiah 62, verses 10 to 12. Think about this verse, and as we read it, and what you know about the plan of God, and ask, who are the holy people? This is one of many verses that tells us who the holy people of God are. Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Take out the stones. Lift up a banner for the peoples. You can almost sense the excitement of Isaiah writing as he pens this. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. Does that remind you of anything? Over half a millennia before John, Isaiah writes, behold, the salvation is coming, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Verse 12, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. I looked up the word sought out, the phrase in a Hebrew lexicon, and it means those whom God seeks out or those who God cares for. Who are the holy people? They are the redeemed of the Lord, the sought out ones that God seeks for and cares for. What does it mean to be redeemed? What does it mean to be redeemed? That's a whole series of sermons. I can't cover it, but it'll give you something to think about. What does it take to be redeemed? What does it take to be redeemed? That is only possible through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Passover and atonement both factor into that as we celebrate that upcoming here in just over a month. What does it take to be redeemed? Are you one of the ones that God cares for? Are we? I think so. I hope so. One of the best sermons that I've ever heard on this subject of the holy people of God was given many years ago in Branson, Missouri, at the Feast of Tabernacles by Mike Blackwell. He focused on 2 Peter 2 and 3 and talked about what is in those. I'm just going to paraphrase really fast. 2 Peter 2 talks about deceptive teachers, false doctrines, and the eternal judgment of the wicked. 2 Peter 3 continues with Peter stirring up the minds of the brethren that God is not slack concerning his promises of salvation. Our time is definitely not God's time. We were actually discussing that over a meal the other week. What of all the things we've done in the last 40 years, where did time go? It seems just like yesterday. Oh, we just did that. Oh, was that 30 years ago? Really? Wow, how time flies. Our time is definitely not God's time. What is 80 or 90 years to God? Just a blip on the radar. The blip in the time of the human time continuum goes by so fast. But God is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And brethren, what happens if people come to repentance, especially in the time of the end? If they come to repentance, if they turn their hearts to God, it means that they too become the holy people of God, the redeemed of the Lord. And so we come to 2 Peter 3 in verse 11, in which Peter sums up, says, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, in other words, we're talking about the very end of the plan of God as we know it, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? The holy people of God are those who know the plan of God and those who take it seriously. Now jump down to verse 14, if you will. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Who are the holy people of God? They are these found in verse 14, those found in peace, without spot, and blameless. The Lord has proclaimed salvation to the end of the world. Surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. So if God asked us, where do we stand with, or sorry, let me say that again. If we ask God, where do we stand with God, would we then know the answer? Or do we still have work to do? Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, a bride prepared for the Lord.